Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are celebrating the third Sunday of Advent, and in Latin it is called Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice or be joyful. So my question is, how can we be joyful? Is there any way that we can be happy, joyful, rejoicing all the time? So we come across in today's gospel reading, John the Baptist is telling the people how they can be joyful, rejoicing. And you know, the first group of people, they came and asked, what shall we do to find the joy, to rejoice in our life? What shall we do? And John the Baptist said, share what you have with other people. No? Share what you have with other people. That could be food, that could be clothing, that could be water. Whatever you have, share with other people. But we are living in the year 2024. Most of the people are very kind in helping other people. But we find a few people, it's me, myself, and I. But unless you, if you really want to find the joy, John the Baptist says, share with other people what you have. Don't tell me I don't have anything, but we are really blessed in many ways. But even what we have, sometimes we feel too selfish in sharing with other people. But I will give you one example. When we read the Gospel of Matthew 25, please read from 39 through 40. Jesus says, amen, I say to you, whatever you do to the least brothers of mine, you are doing to me. You are not to them, but you are doing to me. Which means, whatever we give, whatever we share with other people who don't have, we are giving to Jesus himself. I will give you a small story. A family who found the great joy in sharing. So we all know very well about Saint Mother Teresa. Alright? So she happened to notice a family, a Hindu family, not the Christian family, a Hindu family, and who has not eaten for 3 days. And Mother Teresa, when she got a little bit of money, she went and brought a small rice bag, probably maybe 10 pounds of rice bag. And she took that bag and gave to that family who has not eaten for 3 days. The woman was so joyful in receiving the rice bag from Saint Mother Teresa. And however she's joyful, but immediately she opened the rice bag and made it two parts, you know, so made it two things, two ways. Half for her and half she took immediately to her neighbor house. And that family is a Muslim family. And the Mother of Teresa was standing there watching what she was doing, and she was surprised. And Mother Teresa was asking after her return back to the house, why did you do that? And the woman replied with a great joy. She said, my family has not eaten for only 3 days, but my neighbor's family has not eaten for 1 week. Just imagine, you know, they have not eaten for 3 days, she would have kept the whole bag of rice for herself. But even what was given to her, she was kind enough to share to and support the family who is going through, who has not eaten for 1 week. Dear brothers and sisters, so this is what we need to thank and praise God. We are really blessed in many ways. But when you share with love, with kindness, with good heart, there is a great joy in sharing with other people. So if you want to find the true joy in your life, let us share what we have, rather than saying, it's me, myself, and I. It makes you to become too selfish. And the second category of the people, came to John the Baptist, "What shall we do to find the joy?" The tax collectors. And John the Baptist was telling, "Don't cheat other people. Don't deceive other people by collecting more money." And think about today, we also do the same in many ways. We cheat other people. We deceive other people. Even within our own family, think about the husband and wife. Are they faithful? Maybe most of them are faithful, loving and caring, but some of them deceiving each other, cheating each other, not remaining faithful to each other. And you know, just imagine, this is what's going in our family life. And even when we go for the job, are we more sincere and more responsible in doing the job what God has given you? So sometimes we cheat, we deceive. The responsibility what you're supposed to do, the job where you go to work, we are not faithful, we are not sincere. So how can you find the joy in cheating and deceiving other people? You think that you are deceiving other people, but you are deceiving yourself. We don't realize that. And you know, so John the Baptist said, pay them back. Don't deceive, don't cheat them. And if you have cheated anyone, pay them back. And they truly found the joy in giving them back. I will give you one example. When we read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, please read from 1 through 10. A great story about the short guy, Zacchaeus. He was also a tax collector. He was cheating so many people, deceiving so many people. He was collecting more and more money. But he never found the joy. And you know when he found the joy? When he paid them back 4 times. He told Jesus Christ, to whomever I have cheated, to whomever I have collected more money, I would pay them back 4 times. And you know what Jesus said? Today, the salvation has come to this house. And he is also the son of Abraham. This is what Jesus said. He is also the son of Abraham because he truly repented through cheating and deceiving, he repented. And he paid them back 4 times. So think about, dear brothers and sisters, if you really want to find joy, let us not cheat each other. Let us not deceive each other. But rather, let us remain faithful to God and faithful in our responsibilities, in our duties, and let's make sure that we are sincere in whatever we do. And the third category of the people came to John the Baptist. What shall we do? Those are the people called soldiers. They were asking. And John the Baptist said, don't accuse falsely anyone. So think about, every day we make a false judgment on so many people. We accuse so many people falsely. And you know, and even we make the judgment, we gossip about other people. Tell me, how can we be joyful? How can we be rejoicing when we do this kind of things? I will give you one example from the Bible. Please read the book of Daniel, chapter 13. Please read from 1 through 64. We come across the story about Susanna. Do you know the story about the Susanna? She was falsely accused by 2 elders. Because she was not cooperating with these 2 men. And finally, she was falsely accused. But since she remained prayerful, devoted, God-fearing woman, God saved her. Dear brothers and sisters, so let's examine ourselves. If you really want to be joyful, let's not make any false accusation against any of our neighbors. Let's not make any judgments. Let's not gossip about other people because that can make you unhappy. But when you are sincere, honest in talking about other people, helping other people, that can bring you a lot more joy. So finally, how can we be joyful? St. Paul says in the second reading of today, pray unceasingly. Pray always and show your gratitude to God. Think about how many people give thanks and praise to God. So these are the two ways through God we can find the joy and happiness, not hurting other people, but rather we can love and share the things what we have with others. Because it is possible only through prayer and with God. Let's pray more that God may help us out. Amen.